You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Spoken word poetry meets pro wrestling. That's exactly how the poet And Yes is describing his event Saturday night at the Brick House Gallery in Sacramento. He also needs to explain now the reference to the wrestling belt that Katrina McPherson just made. There will be 5 head-to-head spoken word matchups if you are looking for imagination, for talent, and a really lively night of entertainment. This might be exactly what you should put on your calendar. And Yes is in the studio.
Hey.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's lovely to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Should we introduce you by your birth name?
Yeah, my name is David Lorete Mola, first-generation Cuban-American poet.
You also run a youth arts mentorship program that I think is pretty wonderful called Operation Free Souls.
Yeah,
so
that was part of
the kids around you.
The California, or the Sacramento's Innovate SAC creative economy pilot program project, which I hope they bring back because it certainly was able to help me mentor youth poets on the professional side of poetry. And yeah, I would love to bring that back around. So
these matchups, spoken word poetry,
yeah,
and in these battles, pro wrestling style, does this go back to the belt? Is that where it began?
So this, the belt here, which is an actual belt,
we'll have to take a picture
of it. I don't know if you can hear
that. Yes.
Yeah. And that goes back to actually Slam, when I was participating in the National Poetry Slam. And our group, SAC Unified Slam Team, which has slams on every third Fridays over at Luna's, we had a whole competition, as every team that competes in NPS does, for your Grand Slam Poetry Champion. And I won that. And I figured I could either just like have the words tied to me, or I could get a belt. And the reason why I got the belt is so that I could show off the beautiful poetry scene, because I have people now, when I wear this, who come out and they go, "Where'd you get that?" It's instantly like, "Why do you have a title belt on your shoulder?" And I get to tell them about Luna's. I get to tell them about Mahogany over at Queen Sheba. I get to tell them about all these different places around our city that do beautiful spoken word that you won't catch anywhere else.
Well, help me describe it. It is a big studded chrome piece.
Yep.
That is about 8 inches by 12 inches with the leather snap
belt.
It's like
a faux leather snap belt.
Goes around your waist.
It has a plate on the front of it with an eagle, and it says, "And Yes," which is my stage name, Sacramento Grand Slam Poetry Champion.
So jumping off of that is this Saturday's event, and
yeah,
the idea that you're going to frame spoken word in the style of a WWF match.
Yeah, and the impetus behind that was obviously the belt when I won a year ago. But also, I noticed when you say the word poetry, people get a very specific image in their head. And usually that image tends to be of their high school class, when the teacher was drearily reading Shakespeare, or worse, when the teacher had the class read Shakespeare and they don't understand Old English. And everybody has this image in their head that that's what poetry is. And it's a whole lot more vibrant than that. We have a city that is full of beautiful spoken word artists who speak their heart in ways that you've never heard, in ways that will touch your heart and make you feel something, be it laughter, be it tears, be it everything in between. I've had all the experiences with my audiences.
Would you share an example, some of your own poetry?
Yeah. Since I'm doing a wrestling-themed event over at the Brick House Art Gallery on April 20th, that's 8 p.m. sharp is when the show starts. This is a piece about depression as it relates to pro wrestling. Tonight, in this very ring, we watch a veritable David versus Goliath as tonight one man wrestles his own depression to pinfall or submission. Listen as the crowd noise simmers just above silence and anticipation. Man waits already in the ring as depression walks out in full fanfare. A gold belt, an entourage of anxiety, and a whole lot of swagger as he slides into the ring so smooth his chest barely grazes the canvas. The crowd roars its hate as the bell rings. Depression slips brass knuckles out of its tights and onto its fist. Anxiety climbs in the ring to distract the ref as the punch is thrown. It plants across man's chin. Man falls unconscious. Depression puts one boot on his chest. Ref counts in what feels like slow motion. 1. Man is hopeless. Tired of waking up in hospital beds because depression broke him again, of all these late-night desperate phone calls to friends who never seem to answer when he needs them, too. And lying in that ring, blood pouring from an open wound in his head, the last count coming down. All he needs to do is just watch it come down. He realizes no one can save him from this. Except for himself. Shock screams ring out from the crowd. Man's shoulder slips up from the canvas. They both stand. Man backs his opponent into the corner, throws his fist at Depression again and again and again. Crowd roars into life as Man drives Depression into the mat and covers for the pin. For the first time in his entire existence, it feels like he just might win. Ref drops to the floor. The arena shakes from the sound of it all as the crowd counts along. 1, 2, Depression shoves Man off. Says, what did you think this was? A Hallmark moment? Clinical depression is a lifelong condition. You cannot fight it with cute memes and wishful thinking. Pulling yourself up by your bootstraps doesn't make you fly. Physics doesn't work like that. Depression doesn't work like that. Man stumbles to his feet, still dazed, his whole world shaken from the brass-knuckle punch of his condition. Depression springs off the ropes, bores itself through Man's chest, almost tears him in half, covers him. The crowd drops silent as the ref counts 1, 2, 3, the audience leaves, goes back home to their families disappointed as Man lies in the ring, a broken heap of bones, but still breathing. And in the morning, he laces his boots, stretches himself for the day's fight to come. He knows he won't win, but that's not the point. The point is he keeps trying, and someday he's going to learn how to win.
Spoken word poet, and yes, his other name is David Laurette DeMola.
Yeah. So that's about my struggles with major depression that I've had my whole life. I use it as, instead of letting it be something that festers within me and hurts me, I wanted to make something that could bring understanding to what this condition is and help people who've gone through it feel a little less alone.
It seems that in the work you're doing now, you're not only inviting people into that place, the depression battle place, you're inviting people into spoken word and really into humanity of anyone and everyone.
That's been a goal of mine since I started. Like, Shel Silverstein was my introduction to poetry.
Love it.
And that's what I wanted to be. That's what I want to be for people in this city and around the world, is just that introduction, that reintroduction of, like, look, this is what poetry is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it can be, and this is how beautiful it can be and powerful. So by putting it with pro wrestling and giving it a little bit of that glitz and glamour, we're going to have full-on entrances, all local music for the entrances from local musicians who you may have never heard, or maybe you know who Paul Willis is. Maybe you know who Drop Dead Red is. They actually gave us the main theme for the show, Blame Me.
If you listen to Insight, you know those artists.
Yeah. And so I'm hoping that that will actually show people, like, there's a new form of poetry, and it's beautiful.
In the case of Drop Dead Red, Carly Duhane, for example, has been open, too, about some of her own battles and struggles. So Saturday night, if you were on stage in one of these pro wrestling-type duels, who might you have been matched up with, or what might the battle have been? And is it it crowd cheers? Is that the crowd deciding it?
I'm super excited for these five matches. It's going to be audience cheers that decides the whole thing. Basically, you're going to have poets going poem for poem, about 2 to 3 poems each.
All right.
And just five matches with 10 of our best poets that I could find.
Say a little bit about Coon the Poet, because we're going to hear a clip in a moment, but why don't you do some setup?
Let's talk about the main event. We've got Ike Torres versus Coon the Poet, two people who have easily double digits of years doing spoken word in the city, who work across the city, working with youth, doing shows. Coon the Poet specifically, he works with a lot of South Sac youth and mentoring them. He's a powerful, beautiful artist, and I'm just going to let his words speak for him because he doesn't need me to do that.
Feeling scared like a baby laying in the nursery. This is the day of my anniversary. Of the first time that I had to be rushed to emergency. This is the day of my anniversary. Thinking about the bullets hitting my body is hurting me. This is the day of my anniversary. So if I act a little paranoid, y'all just work with me. This is the day of my anniversary. March 1st. March the curse, the worst. The first time that I almost nearly marched to the hearse, I'm feeling it hurt. The bullets hitting my body, I'm thinking inside. Man, I can't believe that he shot me. I'm running through the house. I started to pause. I look back. I can see my blood hitting the wall. I started to fall. My legs not working at all. My cell phone's ringing. I pick it up and answer the call. Bro, he shot me. Call 911. Then a phone slipped out my hands. My body was turning numb. I prayed to the Lord not to let me go. If it really wasn't my time, he should have let me know. I would have got ready, packed my bags for the journey, or ducked and dodged and avoided the gurney, because this is the reason why I'm twitching my eyes. All this drama steady bringing me trauma. Traumatized, I'm feeling scared like a baby lion in the nursery. This is the day of my anniversary, of the first time that I had to be rushed to emergency. This is the day of my anniversary.
So that's Kuhn the poet.
Yeah.
One of the powerful pieces that you're going to hear Saturday night at SWF Verbal Assault, Spoken Word Meets Pro Wrestling at the Brick House Gallery. Starts at 8 p.m.
Yeah, and the best part is it's only $5. And all that money, we're splitting it between the artists equally, because artists need to get paid more in the city. And I believe in giving everything I can to our art scene that's given so much to me.
That's the poet and, yes, David Lorette DeMola. I think you just answered what I was asking. With the depth and the realness of your spoken word poetry, is that what we're going to hear back from other poets?
Absolutely. So every poet on here I've kind of curated. When I went to Barbara Range, who owns and runs the Brick House, she said, "You're really a curator. A poetry curator of events." I went, that's pretty much it. So these people have been very carefully chosen for their skill set, for their experiences, and for the beauty of what they can put out into the world. And it's not all going to be sad. It's not all going to be happy, but it's going to be a beautiful mix of all of those different things and all those different traits.
Let's try a little bit of Ike Torres, the matchup with Kuhn the poet. This is for Guerrilla Poetry Month.
Kinetic attacks, wiretaps, the NSA's listening in. Bureaucratic endeavors, epicenters constructed in the name of protection. Meanwhile, the citizens neglecting to notice the walls are closing in. And radio frequencies frequently frequented all your calls. Metadata, supercomputers erected, text messages intercepted. So now you're weary of what you're sending. Atlantis schizophrenics, Amarahella Keller syndromatic. By the dawn's early light, we're war torn, born with...
So that's Ike Torres. That is your headliner battle, isn't it?
Yeah. Those two. I had the pleasure of going to Italy with Ike Torres for a poetry conference that was from 70 different countries all came. And we decided to perform out in the streets. And he legitimately had people throwing open their windows just by the strength of his performance alone. There were tears in their eyes, and they were begging. They were saying, "In Italiano, por favore." Like, just off of how powerful he was performing, there were tears in their eyes. They were crying. And he became a little bit of a celebrity. Every now and then, you'd see someone on a scooter come by. Boop, boop.
So Spoken Word Federation is the new group that you're launching. The event is SWF Verbal Assault, April 20th, 8 o'clock at Brick House Gallery. And you have a lot more happening. It seems, David, that you're really coming into your own with this, which doesn't mean the battles are over.
No. Yeah, this is just a start.
But that you're finding a way to channel and make concrete what your life experience is.
Yeah, because so much of spoken word in terms of where you can go with it is unwritten. And a lot of people take that as a wall, as a way of like, well, this is only so far that you can go with it. I think that it's like the Wild West. You have to make your own territory. You have to stake your own claim. And this is what I'm trying to do.
And yes, we'll post more information at capradio.org/insight. Thanks so much. It's always great to have you in the
studio.
Thank
you for having me on. This is wonderful.
That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. I'm on Twitter at CapRadioRuyak. We'll be back with another show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.